A U.S. Senate candidate is suing a political action committee over its campaign advertising. Experts say it's a hard lawsuit to win, though. It's Tuesday, August 13th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, it's Election Day in Wisconsin, and today voters will choose candidates in partisan primaries and decide on two proposed constitutional amendments. An expert shares how to deal with back-to-school anxiety in kids, and wake surfing has grown in popularity on Wisconsin lakes. Reporter Daniel Kading looks at controversy around the pastime and efforts to limit wakeboarding. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is suing over a campaign advertisement he complains is demonstrably false. But Rich Kramer reports a former attorney for the Federal Elections Commission says those suits nearly always fail.
An ad created by the Wynn Senate Political Action Committee calls Hovde a California banker. It also claims Hovde's family, quote, rigged the system to rake in $30 million in government subsidies and says he's sheltering his wealth in tax havens. Hovde filed the lawsuit against Wynn Senate and several media companies Friday. He claims the ads are defamatory lies. Attorney Aaron Klopak of the Campaign Legal Center says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that even false campaign ads are protected free speech.
Talking about candidates or campaign in a false light in campaign communications or advertisements is generally treated as protected under the First Amendment.
A law firm representing Wynn Senate says the claims in its ad are all backed up by news reports. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison is on track to build a new facility. Last week, the State Building Commission approved spending $9 million on the project. The museum's collection of artifacts from Wisconsin veterans has outgrown its space on Capitol Square. Over the next several years, the museum plans to spend $120 million replacing it with a state-of-the-art facility. The $9 million will go towards buying the aging building it currently rents. That's the first step towards demolition. Dan Checkey oversees fundraising for the museum's foundation. He says the state's grant is also important as a symbol.
This opening has allowed us to go to other potential donors with a firm plan in hand that demonstrates the state is behind the building of the new museum.
A donor has already pledged $10 million towards the project. Organizers hope to break ground as early as 2027. The start of the school year can bring anxiety for some K-12 students, especially around meeting new teachers and classmates. Hope Kerwin talked with the state expert about how parents can alleviate these fears.
Linda Hall is director of the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says one of the most important ways for adults to help with a child's anxiety around the start of the school year is to listen to their concerns. That means putting down a phone or other distractions and making eye contact.
If you can, have a regular time every day that you spend just listening to your kids. You know, it can be 5 minutes.
Hall says parents and guardians can also encourage their child to get involved in extracurriculars. Joining a club or sports team can help them build peer support and reshape the way they think about school. If a child is showing more serious signs of stress, like abnormal eating habits or risky behaviors, Hall says parents should reach out to their child's pediatrician or school to get more support. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
At 7 a.m. today, polls open for an election that includes proposals to amend the state constitution and a host of primary races. As Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf explains, voters must also bring a photo ID.
Please keep in mind that your ID does not need to show your current address. Acceptable photo IDs include a Wisconsin driver license, a Wisconsin ID, or a U.S. passport.
If you're not registered to vote already, you can do so before polls close tonight at 8 p.m. Proof of address is needed to register. Absentee ballots can be returned before 8 p.m. today to a polling place or central count location. And in some communities, voters also have the option of returning those absentee ballots via Dropbox. Coming up, wake boating is creating controversy on Wisconsin lakes. We'll hear about what the fuss is and what communities across the state are doing about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wake boats and wake surfing are making waves on Wisconsin lakes and at times pitting neighbor against neighbor. The boats create large waves that people can surf, and wake surfing has grown in popularity. But as Daniel Kading reports, some critics say the waves create concerns for the safety of others on the water, the environment, and spreading invasive species.
On a late July morning, Mike Scandon and Mark Mapes head out on the waters of Lake Minocqua in a Mastercraft X24. It's a boat designed for wake surfing.
It's a lot of fun. It's very gentle movements. You're moving everything in your body to do it. So it helps with agility, coordination.
That's Mark Mapes. The two head out about 800 feet from shore to an area that's 40 feet deep. At 69, Mapes says wake surfing is easier on the body than water skiing.
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
All right, going in.
Similar to water skiing, a wake surfer is towed behind a boat with a rope, but the person eventually lets go to surf the large waves left in the boat's wake. Scandon waits for Mapes' signal that he's ready to surf.
All right.
The two co-own a school that teaches people how to wake surf and operate their boats responsibly. Scandon says that means surfing in the deepest water possible, far from the shoreline. But just how far and how deep is at the heart of a debate making waves on the state's lakes. Critics of the boats say they need to be very far out to avoid shoreline erosion, property damage, and other problems. If boats are too close to land, Scandon agrees that's a problem.
I would say anyone can be a jerk in a boat. It's not the style of boat that causes the problem.
Wake surfers and the boating industry say that staying 200 feet offshore is far enough to avoid those problems. Jeff Miesman with the conservation group Last Wilderness Alliance says otherwise. He says the boat should stay 700 feet or more from the shore.
A lot of people have bad experiences with wake surfing boats, and they want to do something about it. They don't want to see them on their lakes because they can't do anything else.
On smaller lakes, Miesman says people who paddleboard, kayak, or fish can't be near the boats without facing the risk of being swamped or tipped over by their large waves. Wake boat owners say there needs to be more tolerance and education. Jennifer Eckert says she loves to surf with her husband and two kids.
We do try to get out early when there's not a lot of boat traffic because it's also better for surfers to be out when there's not a lot of other traffic.
Some states, including Vermont and Maine, have statewide regulations on wake boats. In the last year, Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin introduced dueling bills restricting their operation that failed to advance. In the meantime, some towns like Farmington, Dayton, and Presque Isle are limiting their use at the local level. Presque Isle Town Supervisor Kathy Logan Weber says they're barring use of ballast tanks or other features that increase a boat's wake.
I'm sorry that we have to restrict the kind of activities that people may want to do on the lake, but I think it's just really important for the health of our lakes to restrict this type of activity.
She and others say evidence shows wake boats can cause environmental damage. Hans Meyer with the group Lakes at Stake says the boats create a jet of water toward the lake bottom while wake surfing.
These boats are stirring up the sediment on the bottom of the lake. So we're tearing up weed beds, we're interfering with fish habitat. That's a very serious environmental problem.
Wake boat owners dispute that they're the sole cause of any environmental harm to the lake bottom or shoreline. They point to studies funded by the boating industry that found 200 feet from shore is far enough away for waves to subside. Another study by researchers at the University of Minnesota finds the boat should stay as far as 500 feet from the shoreline. Scandon says he's not saying there aren't any problems with wake boats. With proper education, he thinks people can operate them in a safe, responsible manner. But he thinks limiting or barring their use because of a few bad apples on the water is the wrong way to go. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast for this Tuesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again tomorrow wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again soon. And don't forget to vote if you can. Take care. Have a great day.